Hi, friends, and welcome to another week of prayer.
You're listening to the Life in Deep Ellum podcast, exploring the sacred in art, faith, and community. Thanks for being here.
This is our third week in our series on gratitude. We have prayed with the complexity of gratitude. We have prayed with the simplicity of gratitude, or the simple things that are easy to be grateful for. And today we're going to be praying with the idea of giving gratitude. Next week we'll be receiving gratitude, but today is really a prayer of thanksgiving. In the sense of, I want us to pray with our thank yous. That could be our thank yous to God. It could be thank yous to others. Today I was considering who I would want to say thank you to. Because there's been a lot of people who have been very giving towards me over the last several months. You know, just because you're a pastor doesn't mean your life is always easy. I think Joel and I try to be honest about that. And the last several months have been particularly challenging. And so I want to say thank you to the board of directors at Life in Deep Ellum, who have been some of my personal heroes and cheerleaders over the last several months. And they have given me grace and space and encouragement. There's some fantastic people on that board, and I'm grateful for them. And so I say thank you to our board of directors. I want to say thank you to Chris Baca. Chris is the one who mixes this, who picks the music for this podcast, who makes this sound amazing. And when I have trouble with my audio settings, fixes them for me. I don't know what I'm doing technologically, but he does. And so Chris, thank you for helping it be possible for us to pray together every week. I want to say thank you to my therapist. My therapist is wonderful, and I'm really grateful to God for the way that this therapist knows just what questions to ask me that unlock healing in me. I want to say thank you to my spiritual director. She is the one who taught me to pray this way. All that I have learned from her, I pass on to you. So thank you, Carol. I love you. And I want to say thank you to those of you who have been on this prayer journey with me since COVID. I had no idea how much fun it would be to do a prayer podcast. And so I'm grateful to you, that you keep choosing God and choosing yourself every time you listen to this. That there's an invitation and you keep saying yes, so thank you. I appreciate that you are growing and that you are letting me be a part of that growth. I want to say thank you to the earth. Earth, nature, man. You are this vehicle that God comes to me through all the stinking time. Thank you. I want to say thank you to Dallas. It's a great city, not one I ever thought I'd lived in, but man, I love you, Dallas. Deep Ellum, you're my hood. And friends, the point of this list of thank yous is it could just go on and on. And on and on. I won't keep doing that to you. But you have your own list. And maybe we need to review our lists more often. To recognize that we can give gratitude. But there are lots of people who are investing in us, who are loving us into being. There are lots of people and places and experiences that God comes to us through and is shaping us through. And we can offer gratitude. You know, it's one thing for me to say thank you to the earth. It's another thing for me to take a step of demonstrating that gratitude by being a good steward of the earth. It's one thing for me to thank someone that I'm in a relationship with. It's another thing for me to steward that relationship in a way that demonstrates that I am truly grateful. And so today, I want you to allow your thank yous to come up. And I want to give you space for the Holy Spirit to show you how you can enact that gratitude in a way that makes your life and your world and your relationships sacred space, healing spaces, holy spaces. So for this prayer, I recommend a posture that is open and attentive, one that allows your chest to feel open so that gratitude really rises up and out of you. And that as your chest is open, shoulders back, heart open, that you can also receive whatever feedback the Holy Spirit may offer, whatever insight, illumination the Holy Spirit may offer about how to take that gratitude to the next level, from awareness into action. Because ultimately, friends, that's what prayer is about. We pray so that we can then enact our prayers. And so what does it look like this week after we're done praying and the gratitude has risen, for you to enact those prayers? Hold that in your heart and mind as you get ready to pray. Hold it loosely because you don't have to figure it out. The Holy Spirit will show you. So go ahead, get comfortable, and when you're ready, we'll begin. To begin our prayer, I want you to take a deep cleansing breath. And as you continue to breathe at your own pace, allow yourself to become aware of God's loving presence that has been with you this whole day. Recall now that you are always in God's loving presence. You never pray alone. Truly, there is nothing you do alone. Because God is always with you and within you. And so the invitation is for the next 5 minutes or so, allow your thank yous to rise. And I would encourage you, if possible, if you're in a setting that allows, to vocalize this prayer in a manner similar to what I did in the introduction. Say your thank yous aloud, as if you were speaking to the person, the place, the experience. And allow our great God, the infinite spirit, to bear witness to the thank yous that rise in your heart. And as you're ready, I want you to transition into an openness to hear from the Holy Spirit on how you're being invited to enact this gratitude. And so as you continue to breathe, you may feel drawn back into specific thank yous that you've offered. And as you recall those people, places, experiences, ask the Holy Spirit what it would look like to enact gratitude. What action can be tied to your vocalization of gratitude? What can make it more real and concrete and create an atmosphere in your life of gratitude? Moving it from just something you feel to something you live. And so for the next 3 minutes or so, I want to invite you to have that or a similar conversation with the Holy Spirit, where you ask and you listen. And set an intention. How will you enact your prayer today? And so my voice will fade to create space for you to hear. Whatever it is the Holy Spirit will offer you in this time of prayer.
Thank you.
so as you're ready, I want you to take a final cleansing breath. Before you offer your amen, let me offer a prayer over you. This is from Father John Morris. Mighty God, Father of all, compassionate God, Mother of all, bless every person I have met, every face I have seen, every voice I have heard, especially those most dear. Bless every city, town, and street that I have known. Bless every sight I have seen, every sound I have heard, every object I have touched. In some mysterious way, these have all fashioned my life. All that I am, I have received. Great God, bless the world. And together we say, Amen. Friends, thank you so much for praying with me today. And I encourage you to really take the action you felt led to in prayer today. I'm so glad that you are able to create space to allow your thank yous to rise. And I want you to give yourself the gift of enacting that gratitude, of giving that gratitude, not just in word, but in deed. Because when we give gratitude, there's something beautiful that happens in us and happens in our relationships. And I know sometimes we give gratitude and people aren't ready to receive it, or maybe they don't receive it the way that we want to. And that's not the point. It's like offering an apology. You do it for yourself because there's something that it heals and solidifies in you. Being a grateful person is good for our souls. It is good for our bodies. And so feel the gratitude and live the gratitude. Bless others because you have been blessed. I love you, friends, and I trust that you are loving one another well.